Just a moment, operator.
Brian?
Operator.
Yes.
Mr. O'Donnell, I ask that you hold the call for just a moment. We'll be right with you.
All right, we'll wait. Mayor Dale, would you mind? call to Chicago.
Hello?
Mayor Daley is on the line.
Hello, Dick.
Hello?
Dick.
Yes, how are you?
John McCormick.
Yes, John.
Dick, on this cotton bill, this is really a bill to help the American cotton industry. It's essentially a business bill. It's about four or five...
I'm opposed to those business bills. We get too many of them.
Well, it's about...
We ought to start getting some Democratic bills.
Well, this is a Democratic bill because it's 400,000 or 500,000 employees.
Well, our fellows will be all right if they'll support any part of our civil rights program or the tax bill, but they won't vote for anything and then not have a commitment back from them. We've been doing too much of that. We lost at the press area by one or two votes, which is something to help the northern cities. And I don't think we as Democrats can support anything unless there's some kind of an agreement. And if there is, that's all right. If there isn't...
Well, I'm satisfied we can get the area development bill through in January.
Well, I don't know about that, but I know, and so do you.
Which, and of course...
If they could defeat that, then let them defeat it. But if we have no agreement on civil rights and on the tax bill or any of these other Democratic measures of Kennedy and Johnson, Mr. Speaker, we're making a mistake.
Well, here's the problem, Dick. Now, hell, you don't want to start President Johnson's administration out with a defeat.
Well, I hope he's not for this bill as the first bill in his administration.
Well, we're...
This isn't a bill for all the American people.
Well...
This is a bill for one section of the country.
Well, we're... Well, no, it's northeast, south, and west. There's the this is a bill which affects all affects everybody. There's 400,000 or 500,000 employees, and most of them are Democrats.
Yeah.
And
again, we wouldn't be for it unless you can say that there's an agreement on one of these other programs from the gentleman from the South. Our fellows will not...
No, I couldn't say that.
And if there isn't, what the hell, our fellows will not vote for.
Well, Dick, I think you're making a mistake.
Well, we might be. We all make mistakes. But I think it's about time we find out where we stand on the... Kennedy-Johnson program.
Because you're going to have...
Part of the president's program, and he tells me that that's a different thing.
But well, this is...
I hope that he wouldn't start out on a bill like this as a part of his program.
Well, this
I hope we would get something that means something to all the people of America.
Well, this is a part of the program. The late president brought it up in two or three of the leaders' meetings just prior to his assassination. That was on the agenda, the cotton bill.
Well,
and,
I do not like it in its entirety, and the only thing, I don't know how you operate down there, but surely if you're operating, and this bill is to help certain interests, which it is, there must be some road back from those same people that are interested in it, and we all know who's interested in it, and if there isn't, why, then there's no purpose in voting on it, in voting for it.
Well... You got the bill committed, it's coming up, and if it's defeated, it'll be a hell of a shattering blow.
Well, that's all right.
I know, but you don't want to take...
It would surely be a more shattering blow if we pass it, and then along comes a part of the program on civil rights or something.
Well, of course, on civil rights, we've got to employ the discharge petition method, and
we... Well, I don't agree. You can employ more than that. What the hell is...
Well, how? Well, tell me, Dick, how?
Well, on this very bill. If these people are interested in it, and we all know the interest of them. Certainly there must be some of them on the Rules Committee that you can discharge the bill and get it out on the floor. This is the most dramatic thing to do for our party and for Johnson and for Kennedy.
Well,
do it before you vote on this bill.
Well, you've got five Democratic votes on the Rules Committee, and you've got to have three Republicans, and they won't give the votes at the present time, not till January.
Well, if we get the five Democrats, we'd be all right, won't we?
No, you have to have eight votes.
I'm sure you can get the eight votes of it.
Well, Dick, it isn't just as easy as that.
No. But I think, John, sometimes you're better off to try and lose than not to try. Because then you...
Well, we're trying the discharge petition. I've come out in favor of it, which is unusual for a speaker to do.
Well,
Dick, I can assure you that this... That it'll be a mistake if we get the votes now.
We all make mistakes. If it's a mistake, let it be a mistake. But I'm not concerned about it. We make a lot of mistakes. But I think it's about time we stand up as Democrats and try to do something. I think this prolonged session down there is a disgrace to everyone, including the Congress.
Well, there's no control over that.
Well, there should be some way.
It's very easy to sit back and say that. Well, you're down. He had realized the difficulties.
I'm out here. I'm not sitting back. I'm working every day in the interest.
Oh, I know that.
Party,
I know that.
A lot of other people.
I know that. I do.
From a lot of people right and left, but on this one, John, I think our fellows will just pass it.
See, what I was talking about was the rules and so forth,
well,
the parliamentary situations.
Well, I know that. They've been arguing that for years, but parliamentary or any other ways, there's ways and means of taking care of it parliamentary if there's a determined effort to do it.
Well, listen.
And whether we win or not in the Rules Committee, the thing should have been out or tested a long time ago.
Well, there are certain,
where we are.
Well, there's certain factors in connection with that, too. Dick, I wish you'd have you. I wish you'd get a hold of the members and go along on this bill.
Yeah. Well, I'll think it over.
Listen, there's nobody. It's coming up. Listen, you know, there's nobody more. Hell, who the hell did more for your water diversion than John McCormick?
Yeah.
Now, and who went through? I stood right outside there, the door. They're coming in, the members, lining them up, and you're my friends, no matter what you do,
yeah.
And I'll continue that way. And I'd do everything possibly can. I always have and always will.
Fine, John.
Now, wait a minute.
We'll think it over.
Wait a minute. Here's the president. Wait a minute, Dick.
Tell Bill Morgan here.
Dick.
Yes?
Lyndon Johnson.
Mr. President, how are you?
Fine, Dick. We just finished a leadership meeting. This cotton bill, I don't know anything about it. I haven't seen it, but it's a...
McCormick, if it's your bill, that's one thing, but...
No, here's the situation.
I don't like the idea of us having no commitments on some of this other legislation.
Here's the situation. Here's the situation, Dick. I don't think it'll do a hell of a lot of harm or good one way or the other if we pass it. If it don't, it'll do a hell of a lot of harm. Let me tell you what the picture is. This bill affects 500,000 workers and primarily the textile manufacturers. They call it a cotton bill, but it tries to give our domestic textile people a fair shake as against the Japanese who get our cotton so much cheaper. They have the bill, they have the votes to pass it. President Kennedy talked to them two or three times and...
Hello.
Yes, I had two calls.
Yes.
Announced that they're going to bring it up. They're going to take it up before his death. They got it... all set.
All I want to know, Mr. President, are you for
it? Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Thank you, Dick. God bless you.
Wait,
are you through?
Are you?